الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد My dear brothers and sisters, we are in the days approaching Hajj and it is the sunnah to make takbir as much as possible. The formal takbir after the first salah we do from the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah to the 13th, but otherwise also throughout the day to make takbir. This is one of the great amal of these days. And the takbirat is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Huwa Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Wa lillahi alhamd. So it is three Allahu Akbar first, then two. And you can also do two and two. So Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Wa lillahi alhamd. So inshallah, let us try to do that as much as possible throughout these days. I want to speak about the issue of Qurbani or Udhiya, which is the correct term for that. What is done as one of the rites of Hajj is called Hadi. And what is done by those who are not in Hajj is called Udhiya. It's useful and good to use the correct Islamic terminology. For example, this Eid is called Eidul Adha. It's not Bakrid, it is not Bakra Eid, or it's not Bakri Eid, and so on. So it's better, is preferable to use the correct terminology. So Udhiya, we also call this Qurbani. Qurbani is a general term meaning sacrifice, can be anything. But Udhiya is specific, the name of a specific ibadah. And the reason I'm saying it is also because we'll look at the importance of this, and we'll also look at some so-called objections. These are not objections, but these are fitan and shar, people trying to sow confusion and prevent people from ibadah. We'll look at those and the refutation of that also, inshallah. So first of all, the issue of Udhiya or Qurbani, series of hadith, alhamdulillah, all of them sahih. There's a sahih hadith in Musnad Imam Ahmad, and it's declared sahih by Shaykh Albani rahimahullah, where Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived in Medina for 10 years and every year he slaughtered an animal. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to slaughter for this Eid. He used to slaughter a sheep, and he would slaughter one sheep and say that this sheep is for Muhammad and his family. And he would slaughter another sheep and say, this sheep is for the Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I will tell you why I'm specifically saying that, because that's one of the issues with respect to this Qurbani. Second hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the son of Adam, Bani Adam, does not do any action on the day of sacrifice, meaning on the day of Eidul Adha, which is more pleasing to Allah than the sacrifice of animals. And this is in Tirmidhi and Sunan Ibn Majah. Rasulullah said, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reported that Nabi said, whoever can afford to do the Qurbani, to do the Udhiya, whoever can afford to offer a sacrifice but does not do so, let him not approach our place of prayer, which is the Eidgah. So if he is not going to do the Qurbani, we don't need him, let him not come for the Salah. This is reported by Imam Ahmad and in Ibn Majah, classed as Sahih by Al-Hakim. Rasulullah also said, whoever sees the crescent of Dhul-Hijjah, meaning the first of Dhul-Hijjah, and this person wants to make a sacrifice, wants to slaughter, meaning the person is liable for that, he should not cut his hair nor his nails. And this is in Tirmidhi, and this is also Sahih Hadith. Now, Sayyidina Zaid bin Arqam radiallahu anhu, he relates that the Sahaba asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is Udhiya? And he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is the sunnah of your father Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then they asked again, what benefit do we get from it? He answered, you will get a reward for every hair of the sacrificed animal.
You have to understand this with Iman in the Akhirah. If we have no Iman, then we cannot understand this. And the reason I'm saying that is, what is the meaning of one reward for every hair? It means one hasana for every hair of the animal. Right? The hair of the animal is not even possible to count. Allah only knows how many. And one hasana is the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. So to understand this, we have to understand it in this context. So then, and may Allah bless the Sahaba Rizwanullahi Alayhim Ajmain, they ask these questions. That is why we have our deen. So he said, they asked him, what is Udhiyah? He said, it's the Sunnah of your father Ibrahim alayhi salam. They asked again, what benefit do we get from it? He answered, a reward for every hair of the sacrificed animal. And then they said, and what reward is there for animals with wool? So you sacrifice a goat or you sacrifice a sheep. So what is the difference? And he said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a reward for every fiber of that wool. And this is in Sunan Ibn Majah. And then he said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when a person slaughters an udhiya animal, he is forgiven at the fall of the first drop of blood. And verily the animal shall be brought forward on the day of judgment with its blood and meat and so on, meaning that will be there, which shall be increased in weight 70 times more than its own weight, and thereafter it will be placed on the scale of deeds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase the weight of the animal 70 times, and then this will be placed on the scale, on the weight of deeds. The time for offering the sacrifice begins after the prayer, after the Salah of Eid al-Adha. And according to the hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ, it is reported to have said, whoever offered a sacrifice before the Eid prayer, he or she just slaughtered an animal for meat. But whoever made the sacrifice after the Eid, he or she has offered a sacrifice. And this is Sahih hadith in Bukhari. Now, therefore, the importance of this sacrifice. Now, who is it for? And I mentioned one hadith earlier also. Let me come to that. The udhiya, the sacrifice, the qurbani is wajib on anyone who has the nisab of zakat, which is 87 grams of gold or the equivalent in cash as surplus, which is not, doesn't count for his, whatever he has for normal use. So if the person has this, then the person is liable to make sacrifice. Now, the important thing to understand is that we are using the term zakat, and we are using the nisab for zakat only as a matter of measurement. In zakat, you need to have this in your possession for 1 year. In the udhiya, it does not matter. Even if you had it for 1 day, it is still, sacrifice is still wajib. The reward of the sacrifice, as I mentioned to you, the reward of the, who is liable? The person who has this, man or woman. Now, please understand, we are not saying earning member. Is the person, does he have a salary, does he go to the shop or what? No. If he has this as his, in his possession, meaning that belongs to him or her, the udhiya is for them. Now, what about the hadith where I said Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sacrificed two animals and he said, this is for Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his family. And that is where they say the reward for the sacrifice, meaning the barakah of this is for the rest of the family who do not have nisab of the of zakat. So, for example, if the father is sacrificing, the father is the only one who pays zakat because he has got nisab for zakat. His wife is poor. Children have no money. So, the one sacrifice is enough for the family. Does not mean that each one was liable. But this is, no. It means that others are not liable. Enough meaning the barakah of this goes to everyone. What is the dalil for this? The dalil for this is, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam slaughtered another animal. And he said, this is for Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his Ummah. So if we take the dalil that enough for the family means nobody else needs to sacrifice, then there is no sacrifice. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made sacrifice for the whole Ummah. Till Qiyamah. Then why are you doing any sacrifice? You are doing sacrifice because the sacrifice is an ibadah and it is fard on you personally if you have the ability to do it. The barakah of this, inshallah, is for the rest of the family who are not liable. So now you have a situation where the husband is liable for zakat, his wife also has wealth, she is also liable for zakat. Out of his three children, the first one, they are all living in the same house, the first one is earning and he also has enough money for zakat. So how many animals should they slaughter? Three animals, one for the husband, one for the wife, one for the son. There are two other children who are not liable. Baraka is for them also. So this is the way to understand as far as the liability is concerned. The baraka is in terms of people who do not have the nisab for the sacrifice, but inshallah they will benefit from it because of the sacrifice that is being done by whoever is doing it. It does not mean that the sacrifice of one person is enough for somebody who has nisab. No. Whoever has nisab is personally, he or she must personally sacrifice. Now, two questions that were raised, as I told you, these are not doubts. If they were doubts, then it would be fine to express them. It would be good and also important to clarify those doubts. But these are questions that are raised with the intention of shar, wallahu alam, and therefore they have to be combated. First question that was raised was to say that, these people, whoever raised these questions, they exhibit their ignorance by quoting the Quran out of context. So, the ayat is quoted to say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about Baytul Atiq, the ancient house. So, therefore, the Qurban is to be done there. Now, this clearly demonstrates complete ignorance with regard to the Quran. The Qurbani there does not refer to Udhiyah, it refers to Hadi, which is being done. What is the dalil? The dalil is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrificed an animal for Eid al-Adha every year, the 10 years he lived in Medina. Where did he sacrifice the animal? In Medina or Makkah? In Medina. Where did Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali and all the Sahaba who were living in Medina, who were in Medina at the time of Eid al-Adha, where did they sacrifice? In Medina or Makkah? So then where is the question of Baytul Atiq? I mean, this shows a complete ignorance. And as I said, ignorance by itself, alhamdulillah, no problem. Nobody is born with knowledge. But ignorance pretending to be knowledge, this is from shaitan. So this is the first object. Second objection which was raised and brought to my notice was to say that Allah will not burden. Why should Allah burden anybody with sacrifice? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. First of all, as we mentioned, again, sign of complete ignorance and shar. Is the sacrifice fard on everyone, no matter whether they have nisab or not? No. It is fard only if you have nisab. So where is the burden? It is like hajj. Who is hajj fard on? The one who is able to go. Man istata'a ilayhi sabila. Allah said, the one who is able to go, he should go. So if the one who is able to go does not go, what did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? He said, the one who is able to go and does not go, he will be resurrected with the Yahud and Nasara. But the one who is unable to go, no sin on him. Don't go. There is no sin. You don't have to go. If you are unable to go, whether because of health or because of wealth, no need to go. So same thing with Uthiyah. If you do not have the nisab, there is no burden. Where is the burden? Second thing is, when the sacrifice results in one hasana for every hair of the animal, only someone who is completely devoid of iman will consider that to be a burden. Totally, you have to have zero faith. You have to be, in effect, an atheist. In effect, somebody who has no belief in akhirah, that is why you say it is a burden. Otherwise, how is it a burden? Third point that was raised, as far as this is concerned, is the issue of, they said, why should you spend money on this bakra or whatever it is? Why not give the money as charity to people because they need the money? Alhamdulillah, beautiful intention, please go and give money in charity, no problem. But the udhiyah is a specific ibadah. It is like saying to somebody, hajj is fard on you, but don't go to hajj. After all, so many poor people, take the money and give it to them. This is equal to hajj. This is nonsense. The one who's making that fatwa is from shaitan, and the one who's believing that fatwa is, I don't even know whether it's shaitan or not, because he's even more ignorant than shaitan. Right? There is a specific ibadah. That ibadah has to be completed. You cannot take whatever is required for the ibadah and spend it somewhere else and say, this is equal to the ibadah. No. Sorry, you are speaking about something without knowledge, and this is the Ummul Khabais, the word, the mother of all khabis and the mother of all sins. We ask Allah to save us from all this and to enable us to do the sacrifice in the way that pleases Him, Jalla Jalaluhu, and to accept it from us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.